A reading from John 7, 1-9. After this, Jesus went around in Galilee. He did not want to go about in Judea, because the Jewish leaders there were looking for a way to kill him. But when the Jewish festival of Tabernacles was near, Jesus' brothers said to him, "Leave Galilee and go to Judea, so that your disciples there may see the works you do. No one who wants to become a public figure acts in secret. Since you are doing these things, show yourself to the world." For even his own brothers did not believe in him. Therefore Jesus told them, "My time is not yet here. For you, any time will do. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I testify that its works are evil. You go to the festival. I am not going up to this festival, because my time has not yet fully come." After he said this, he stayed in Galilee.
It seems so simple to say something like, "My time is not yet here." But who of us can really say that with any authority? And yet, in the Gospel of John, this is repeated time and time again. And Jesus, it's said twice here, just to emphasize it. So what does he mean by this? Jesus knows when he has to go up to Jerusalem. He also knows that his mission here is not complete. And he knows that there are places that are incredibly unsafe for him, just like at the time when he was born in Bethlehem and Herod decided to send his soldiers, well, actually sent the wise men to worship, but then he said, "Come and tell me so I can come and worship him," which translated into Herod speak, "I can go and kill him." And that has been consistent throughout all of the tellings of the gospel. So Jesus knows that when he does go to Jerusalem, his time will have come, which will speak to the purpose he came here onto earth or in the first place.
Well, Jesus has a sense of God time. We tend to see things just from the perspective of what's immediately before us, and we don't have patience for seeing God's plan worked out in its time. Because it's one of the challenges of being able to get so much of what we want quickly. And Jesus does not want to press this forward. He knows that the wrong timing brings the wrong Messiah forward. There's an assignment. Once he knows it's the Father's time, Luke says he set his movement towards Jerusalem. He's clearly in what the Father is doing. And so it kind of falls in that same line that we've declared multiple times where Jesus says, "I go where the Father's going, I do what the Father does, I say what the Father is saying." Is he sees his life embedded in God's story, and the right things will come out at the right time if he waits.